This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here we are on a Tuesday. Going to be hot today, 93 for a high. We are on the Odyssey podcast. We will be there live all morning, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning in case you missed something, too. A big tote bag drop coming up in Parker. We'll do that at 7:40 Friday. So be ready, Parker.
Yeah.
Maybe your last one. I think we're about out of bags.
Did you notice he didn't mention any were ordered? I think it's his way of cutting off the tote bag delivery thing.
Yeah.
I think he's sick of hearing
just
it.
Just don't mention it ever again.
I'm a little concerned about the bags. Yeah, our boss came in yesterday.
He
just conveniently is leaving town.
Yeah, right?
Okay, the tote bag thing got on his nerves so bad he had to leave town.
Exactly.
That's the way I took it yesterday. Oh, well, we'll see what happens.
Don't you have any other content?
Yes. I actually texted the big boss yesterday, too.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah, to get him moving.
And?
Yeah. Well, when BJ speaks.
Yeah, nothing happens.
He didn't reply. Yeah.
It's like being with your wife.
I wonder if I got the right number.
Who knows?
I never heard from you. He ghosted me. I don't know what's going on.
Isn't that weird?
I don't know. All right. So yesterday, we spoke at this time about the big layoffs with the city of Denver. And so yesterday was D-Day. It was the day that they all got their email, Zoom call, whatever it was, to say you're not needed anymore. 171 employees got let go yesterday.
Yeah, that's a bad day, especially with the start of school and all that stuff. Yeah.
Here's one of the guys talking to one of the news channels yesterday. And I feel so bad for these people, but here he is.
I was sending emails this morning about the Highline Canal because I was working on the Highline Canal, but I'm off. I'm not going to be doing that anymore.
Monday morning, Scott Gilmore sent his last email as a Denver city employee, receiving this one instead.
It is with regret that I am providing you with this notification that your position is being abolished and you will be laid off.
As the city tries to make up for a $200 million budget shortfall, Scott is one of the 171 city employees that are being laid off this week, ending his 13-year career with the city.
I'm one of the 170 plus. That now have to figure out how I'm going to pay the bills. How am I going to, by taking my daughter back to college in Boston in a week, and how do I pay for her tuition?
These people had no idea.
My gosh, she's been working there for 13 years. Yeah. That's awful.
He's been there 13 years, and he got up yesterday morning and started working on a project that he'd been working on. He had no idea. So a lot of these people, well, all these people, went through the entire weekend not knowing anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a horrible scene.
His kid is at college. Oh, my God. You know that's expensive.
In Boston.
Right? Wow. Here's what everybody's really mad about, and this is just crazy timing. Somehow they found out that 10 out of the 13 city council members are all going to a what's that called? Building retreat. You know where you're like a group
team building.
Team building. Thank you. They're going to a team, quote unquote, building retreat for 2 nights, and it's going to cost the city $26,000. $1,000.
Yeah, people are saying the timing is really bad on
really
that.
Bad.
Yeah, when you're letting these people go, you got a $200 million deficit, and then you're going on a team building. If you're going to do team building, you got a building down there. Just gather down there and do it.
Yeah, get in the conference room.
Why do you
do
have to
lunch,
go?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you have to go to a retreat?
I don't know, for $26,000.
Wow. And listen, we've been to those before. We've had those here at the radio station.
Anything.
There's no team building.
No.
You don't build anything.
We were at the Maristar, weren't we?
Yeah. All you do is drink.
All we did was lose our money at Maristar.
And then we got woken up because of that fire alarm.
Yeah, exactly. There was no team building.
Yeah, $26,000. And it comes on the heels of them letting all these people go. Just a bad look.
Yeah.
It's a bad look for city council.
Of course it is. I mean, here's this guy, 13 years. Yeah. He has a kid in college. You guys are going up to have wine in the mountains.
Yeah.
You know? Please. Yeah, so people are really
feel bad
about
for
that.
These people,
I
man.
Do too.
You got a guy like this. I mean, he's saying that he's pushing 70. So, you know, he's getting up there. And to lose your job after 13 years, I mean,
so what happens, like, with his retirement and stuff?
I'm sure he'll get, you know, he'll get whatever is coming his way, you know, whatever he's earned. But still, moving forward, like he said, he's got a kid in college. All kinds of bills there. Hey, speaking of which, now when we come back here, I think Shadur's done.
No!
Cooked.
I think he's cooked. Why? I think he's cooked.
Is it because of his injury?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just that I think they have three quarterbacks that might be better than him.
No.
And that's the way.
He played so well. Played so well, you guys.
That's not me saying that.
But didn't he play so well during his... Yeah, he played really well.
I thought he killed it.
Right?
I thought he knocked it out of the park, Jamie.
But this is not okay.
It's never enough for Cleveland, though.
Something's going on. Something's shady.
He's being blackballed or something?
I do.
You think it's his dad? You
yeah,
think that
think
they want to take it out on him because of his dad?
I do.
All right, we'll talk about this when we come back. But the Cleveland Browns made an announcement yesterday, so I think Shadur is cooked. We'll find out next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Nobody wins the Powerball last night. That thing continues to grow over $600 million. Up for grabs. Next drawing, I think, is Wednesday night, tomorrow night, right?
Yep.
But somebody nabbed that $3 million prize with the lotto last night.
I thought you guys said it was four.
Yeah, it was three.
Oh.
I looked it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was four.
Gotcha.
It was actually 2.8.
Nice.
Yeah, but
still
somebody
works.
Won it.
Yep.
Somebody won it, and you got to figure it's somebody within the state. It's state lottery. All right, Shadur Sanders, quickly here, okay? It doesn't look good, Jamie, because yesterday the Cleveland Browns named their starting quarterback. He's going to be that Flacco?
Oh, yeah.
Joe Flacco, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they named him, that means there's a couple of guys behind him that are going to make the team. That kind of puts Shadur Sanders out. And then on ESPN yesterday, one of the analysts said it's just a matter of time that Shadur will become a free agent.
No!
He's going to be out the door.
No, this is not okay.
That was the ESPN.
He played so well in that warm-up game, right? In that practice game?
In the first preseason, yeah.
It's almost like he's our kid.
I know.
It's like we've adopted him, Jamie and I. And we want our son to do something out there and make the team.
I'm telling you, the greatest marketing thing of all time would be if the Broncos brought him on.
I agree.
I'm telling
110%. It would be unbelievably cool because he'd be here in town close to daddy. Okay, close to daddy. He'd be right here in town. The media would go crazy.
Yep.
You stick him behind that scrotum guy, the second team quarterback guy. You stick him behind there. You got three quarterbacks on the team. It's a win-win situation.
Yep.
Come on, guys.
And you know that Deion would be at every game. It just would be for ticket sales.
Does Jamie and I have to make every call around here
before
somebody listens?
It's pretty much just mine. You just jumped on the bandwagon. Why was it like? Why was it you too?
I just want to be a part of it. I mean, I am here with you every day, so
like,
I think we could share
your
idea.
I was the OG of the idea.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think everybody knew it was your idea. But you're right. It would be a marketing move that the entire sports world would be talking about. Denver, you're looking great, man.
Let's go to our football expert and ask him what he thinks is going to happen.
I mean, I think it's a stupid decision for them to not give Shadur a chance at being a good quarterback. He's probably just going to get let go.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, what do you think about coming to Denver is what we meant.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I That would be a horrible decision. I can't think of a bigger distraction for Bo Nix.
It wouldn't be a distraction at all.
It'd be awesome.
He'd be the third string.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
awesome.
Then everyone's going to be clamoring to play Shador, and it just gets annoying.
What if Bo turns out to be a turd this year?
Dude. Bo's going to be great.
They're saying that turd. Bo isn't that great.
Yeah, Bo doesn't look all that great in
That's
practice.
What they're saying.
Yeah.
He'll be good.
No, they said he's not that good.
I think we need Shador.
You know what they called him? Weak sauce.
Yeah. Weak sauce.
You don't want to. Weak is not what you
I'm
want to
I'm a believer, man. I fully believe in that,
well,
man.
Well, they're calling him weak sauce out there. I'm just telling you. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It just seems like there is this weird. Everybody's against Shador.
He's being shunned.
He is. And he I don't really know if is. It's that cockiness and that, you know, they said in his interviews he was really cocky and the whole drafting thing where he built that room out. I don't know. And then the entourage, you know, into the practice.
Parading everyone around.
I don't know if it helped, though, that, you know, before the draft, he said that the worst place he could go is Cleveland.
I know. And then they did that.
It's almost like they brought him in just to cut him.
I know.
Just to
we'll show
think
you.
About that. Think about that for a minute, though. If you go on record saying, I'll play anywhere except Cleveland. Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to draft your butt, and then we're going to cut you. We're going to show you. We're going to show you what Cleveland's all about. That could be the case.
That could be it.
I mean, think about it. He said that.
It's a lot of work, but it might be why they did it. You know,
exactly.
I mean,
the ultimate
lot.
Revenge.
Yeah, yeah, it's for the people of Cleveland. We did it for you.
Yeah, take that, pal.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good player. That's the thing. He's a solid player. And I don't know why people
He may not get a chance to ever start.
What was he going to do? Is he just going to be a rapper then?
He's got a fallback career.
Maybe Waffle House or something.
Maybe, I don't
Who
know.
Who knows? Smothered and covered, man. Yeah. What you doing? BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Just reading the story of this girlfriend that put all that salt and stuff in the engine of her boyfriend's car.
She's my idol. I love her. Big fan of this. Big fan. Yeah.
She's from Kentucky, and she was upset with her boyfriend. They got in an argument. Here's what she did. She slashed his tires, shattered the windshield, mirrors, bashed in the radio, dumped salt into the engine, and put glitter in the air conditioning system.
I like the glitter part. So when he turned on the air conditioner, it would just glitter him.
And you're never going to get that out.
Ever, right?
A woman from Madison County, Kentucky, is facing a felony charge after police say she caused more than $12,000 in damage to her ex-boyfriend's car. Court records show Stephanie Carlquist allegedly dumped salt in the engine, dumped glitter in the air vents, slashed a tire, and cracked the windshield. The car was totaled. Carlquist has been charged with criminal mischief, and she's being held on a $12,000 bond.
I don't want to name names, but you're going to remember this story, Jamie. Remember the person that you and I know that had a $70,000 vehicle that got bashed up in their garage?
That's
what came to mind. Yeah. Jamie and I know somebody that bought a $70,000 vehicle, only had it for what, a few months?
Yeah.
Not long at all. Got in an argument, and his better half decided to take a baseball bat and a golf club to it.
Yeah.
She took both to it.
Yeah, she
and
was
beat
like
the crap out of
him. She's like Tiger Woods' ex.
She was. She was. I mean, this was and we knew the person. It was the wildest thing ever.
But you know, I was queen of HGI, right? I started that company,
Homegirl
Investigations.
Yeah, I remember.
So I'm all for this. In fact, I mean, this is such
What? Did he do something? Did he cheat or something?
Probably. And you don't do that for no reason.
Yeah, there's no way he didn't do it.
There's a song about this from Carrie Underwood.
Before he cheats.
There's a whole song about this.
Jamie, see, you're jumping to conclusions here. You're just assuming. You're assuming that he cheated. We don't have any proof of that.
Well, you don't go that far unless he cheated. And I'm telling you, remember when everybody's mad at Carrie Underwood for that song? They're like, you're causing, you know, women to go after their boyfriend and husband's cars.
You put it out in the
universe. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, eh, whatever. Maybe the worst thing I did to a car was I just, I had like, you know, makeup, like the oily kind of makeup or whatever.
Yeah.
And I poured it in my hands and rubbed my hands together. And then I put it on his dash, both of my handprints, and his brand new BMW.
Okay.
Both handprints.
And does that stay forever?
Well, it stays for pretty good time, yeah.
Pretty good time.
Yeah, you can't get that.
Yeah, yes.
I remember a story of someone that put crickets.
Yeah.
They took and put crickets in the heating and air conditioning vents. Ugh. And obviously when nightfall came, the crickets were loud. And they couldn't get rid of the crickets. Never could. Had to sell the car eventually.
And I think I told you this one. For some reason, so I had a Benz and he had a Benz, and I switched our extra car keys so I could have his car key just to get into his car to see what was going on and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a really good relationship.
Sounds solid.
Yeah, it was a nice, good seven years of solidness.
I've never been that person, though, to destroy somebody's property when in anger.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm just a little bit different than others.
Yeah, you're built different.
You're built different. Because some people reach that rage where they just got to take it out on something.
Well, yeah. And then you realize that you're throwing your own things, which is dumb.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, why did I just throw that and break it?
Too far.
That's mine.
You had that china that you would chunk too. Remember that story?
Oh,
Remember the china that you
Lennox presidential china.
Yeah. The presidential china that you would chunk a plate every day.
Yeah.
You
know, well, she left it in our house.
Yeah, that's...
We are not her storage unit.
You're not her storage unit.
We were not... So it was my husband's ex-wife, and she left it in our house until her new house was built in the Polo Reserve area. And so every time she pissed me off, I'd take a piece of her china over the cliff. Man, it felt good.
So I think the moral to the story is if you're right there on the edge this morning, just go ahead and break something.
But remember what I did that was really great?
What?
So she also left her dining room set, a formal dining room set in our house until her house was built in the Polo Reserve, right? And so Clifford had his claws. So Audrey, my best friend, would stand at the other end of the dining room table and I'd slide Clifford all the way down the table so he'd go like...
He's just
digging. Yeah, not my fault the cat scratched it.
No,
he
it's
left
not your
it here.
Fault.
Yeah.
Not your fault at all. Cat scratch.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
Exactly.
Spadell, do you have that song?
Yeah, it's on there.
Oh, where?
In the system.
Oh, you've got it loaded up to play next.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
Maybe it puts somebody over the edge this morning. You know? I mean, after hearing the story of this lady in Kentucky, which, by the way, in her mugshot, people are upset with her because she's got that smile like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it. What are you going to do to me? Yeah,
I mean, as long as nobody was hurt, right?
Yeah.
That's my thought.
It could have been, I mean, she could have, gone after
because
him.
I did throw a hard potato at my husband's head as hard as I could, and I thought, I could have almost killed him by a potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to do anything bodily injury.
No.
Nothing like
that's
that.
That's good.
But property,
just
destroy the hell out of it. Go ahead. All right, in fact, this might help put you over the edge this morning, okay? You're welcome. You're welcome. BJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jamie,
grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said that was just the push I needed. Thanks, you guys.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Whack it a couple of times for us.
Oh, my God. I put valve grinding compound in my ex's gas tank of his new truck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Somebody else said that they put their boyfriend's truck for sale on Bargain Finder. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I once took a tire iron to my ex-boyfriend's car. Unbeknownst to me, he had sold the car 2 days before I beat it up.
Oh. Not your problem.
Yeah, that's it, right?
It's not your problem.
Not your problem.
No. You did what you needed to do.
Exactly.
Exactly.
My gosh. I have so many good ones. HGI was so fun. Homegirl investigations. Yeah. All right. Anyway, but that was a long time ago. Now I'm normal. I am so normal now. What did I do with all my stuff? Hold on. Oh, did you guys see this? LinkedIn is the new Tinder. It says that, you know, LinkedIn is for like professionals or whatever to network and all that. But now they're saying people are dating on it.
I mean, you might as well.
Right? Slip into somebody's DMs on LinkedIn? Yeah.
At least you know they have a job.
Well, that's true too, right? Yeah. So it says a lot of people are pretending to network on LinkedIn and they're slipping into their DMs and really what they're doing is like, hey, baby. Yeah. Hey, yeah, let's go. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes have announced that their highly anticipated steakhouse, 1587, which by the way, I didn't know that Mahomes was 15 and Kelce was 87.
Yeah.
That's the number.
Yeah.
1587. Clever, huh?
Yeah, clever. Very good.
Anyway, they're going to open it September 17th, the same day Mahomes celebrates his 30th birthday. It's funny. A lot of people do that, like Shanahan's. Elway's, they all open the restaurant with their own names.
And it seems to work for everybody, too.
It does. Didn't Elway's go out of business, though?
They shut the one down in Cherry Creek. Is that right? They shut that one down, but the one downtown's still there.
Oh, because I feel like a lot of them go out of business, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think that was prime real estate, and they wanted that.
Gotcha. So. Let's see here. It says people are going to start making reservations tomorrow at noon. They're going to have Wagyu smash burgers.
Oh.
Yeah, sounds good. Diablo shrimp butter flights, steak flight featuring Wagyu filet, black Angus, ribeye. I don't know. They got a lot of food there.
Yeah.
I don't need to go through the whole menu. Dear God, Jamie. I don't know if you guys saw this. Speaking of food, there were two food influencers, and they were in a cafe, and they were taste testing a big old cheeseburger. They're so lucky to be alive. I don't know if you guys saw this, but as they're like live streaming this, they're totally eating into this cheeseburger. A car busts into the cafe.
It's wild.
It is so crazy. I mean, and I think they're fine. Like, he stood up.
Yeah, they literally, I mean, they got so lucky that the car didn't penetrate all the way through. But if it would have, they would have definitely died.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy. I think we have the sound of that.
Oh, I'm going to do a big bite with you. Cheers, my boy. Boom.
What the?
He didn't even get to finish his cheeseburger. So sad, right? Yeah, but they're fine. And, I mean, it just, the glass shattered everywhere. I mean,
Do we know why the car did it? Did it lose its brakes or what happened?
I have no idea.
You see that a lot, though.
Well, it happened just, what, in Lakewood? Was it Lakewood?
Yeah.
Just happened on Saturday?
Usually it's an old person that gets, you know, their foot stuck on the gas pedal or something.
Was it Lakewood? I can't remember. It was like a sports bar, I think.
Yeah.
And somebody crashed through that thing. They said it was total chaos. Yeah, I don't know why that happened either. Anyway, yell it out if you find out. Luke Combs talked about how he received a Ford Bronco from Garth Brooks. That's a nice gift, right?
Yeah.
He said he wasn't even expecting it. And in fact, I guess Garth had ordered it a year before because it's a Ford Bronco Raptor. And he gave it to Luke for singing some song with him. And he got it for Christmas. That's a good friend.
Yeah.
He said
I don't have friends like that.
I don't either.
No. I never gotten a new car as a gift.
Yeah. I thought your ex-wife got you one.
No, it was used. It was used Jeep. It wasn't a new car with a bow on it or anything.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
Oh.
No, it was used.
No wonder you divorced her.
But it's still a car. It's still a car.
Let's see here. The BBC unexpectedly pulled a documentary about Ozzy Osbourne like hours before it was supposed to air. I guess last night everybody was looking forward to this new Ozzy Osbourne documentary in the UK, and they just pulled it, and they haven't told us why.
Nobody knows why. Yeah.
It's something weird. Something weird has happened.
Probably Ozzy's family.
Maybe.
I would think they probably stepped in. That's about all it could be.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Jeremy Hubba Hubbard, his birthday is today, so don't forget to wish Jeremy Hubba Hubba Hubbard happy birthday. He's on Fox 31. He is a looker. We're supposed to say happy birthday.
I did.
Well, you're supposed to say it again.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Hubba.
Hubbard. Also, Southwest is eliminating 30 routes, I guess, from Denver and St. Louis. Did you see this?
No.
Southwest is what happened to Southwest?
Why are they getting rid of
to make more money. Bastards. What happened to Southwest? Remember how cool they were? You didn't have assigned seating. The bags were free. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Now look at them.
Yeah.
Pieces of poop.
Just like the other airlines.
Exactly. They started bag fees in May. They're going to go to assigned seating, and they've eliminated 7 routes in Denver. Oh, my gosh. Most of them are going East Coast, I guess, but they eliminated
them. Well, I'm sure that they're eliminating them because, I mean, they probably aren't selling as many tickets as they need to.
Well, that's probably why. I mean, it's a business decision,
right?
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, they do that all the time.
That's a good reason, BJ. Probably not selling very many tickets.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, probably so.
30 routes?
All together, yeah. And more are coming. So, I don't know.
Realigning.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know.
Their destinations.
But they just are irritating me with the bags. Remember bags
you sound
fly
irritated.
Free? Bags fly free.
I know.
That? Now you have to pay. It's all money grab. Speaking of money grabs, Taylor Swift put up her new album, the special vinyl release, right? And it sold out in what, 40 minutes?
40 minutes.
And Carson didn't get one.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Just seems weird because she already put those, like, her initial launch of everything and the announcement of the album. She already had a vinyl that she sold.
Right.
And a cassette and a CD. But it's like, it does feel a little greedy.
Well, that's what Harvey Levin called it on TMZ. He was like, my gosh, she's a billionaire. Does she really need to do that to everybody? But it's a special release. It's like a vinyl with her butt on it. It's real pretty.
I don't know why they're calling her greedy, though.
I mean, it's just market. It's just, making money.
I mean, she's you've smart. Got an opportunity. Take advantage of it.
I mean, exactly. I almost bought one.
I know.
So I can't really Debbie Downer.
You guys. A grown-ass man with a baby is buying Taylor Swift's vinyl album.
Are you buying it as a collector's,
One
or
day,
what are you buying
Debbie,
it for?
That'll be her college fund.
Really?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's ass going in a circle?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, it's going to be worth money one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I don't think these albums
yeah,
are going to be.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. But we'll see. Maybe we're wrong. All right, anyway, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Tuesday, 93 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I have no idea if the vinyl from Taylor Swift's going to be worth something one day, but I will tell you this, the BJ and Jamie tote bag. That thing. Oh boy. Oh,
millions.
Thousands. Millions.
Oh, thousands, sorry.
Thousands.
I don't know which one we were going for.
Another tote bag drop coming up at Parker, 7:40 Friday morning. Park, look out.
Gonna be exciting.
Yeah,
very
fight
exciting.
Over the bag.
And this one really might be the last one, no joke. Because
we're out of bags.
That would be the last
I don't think we're getting anywhere.
Yeah,
boss
I don't either.
Refuses to order more.
Well, they are expensive. They're expensive.
I was kind of surprised when they said that. I was like, no way.
That was crazy.
We should spare no expense for this.
Well,
this
then
is
you
something
should go ahead
that
and,
the audience wants.
Well, then get it out of pocket.
Pony up.
Yeah.
Things are tight.
You're
a 7-year-old.
You're two-income home. Pony up.
Things are tight. We'll see where it goes from here.
Okay.
It's not looking good, folks.
No, it's not.
But Parker, we're coming to see you, man.
Nice.
I want to go back to this Justin Bieber dude, okay? There's a guy that goes into a nightclub in Vegas, and everybody in the place thinks he's Justin Bieber because he tries to pull it off. He gets on stage, dances, and sings, and does it all. Now we're hearing they ran up a bill?
Yeah.
Inside the club?
So his entourage, $10,000 bill they ran up. And then when they got kicked out, they actually forced him to pay the $10,000.
Wow. This was at the Wynn?
Yeah. It was the XS nightclub.
Wait, it was at the Wynn?
Wynn's XS nightclub, yeah.
Well, wow. Now think about it, though. That's bottle service in Vegas. That could be two bottles.
Yeah, for sure.
For $10,000. Yeah. I mean, you've got an entourage of 5 or 6 people, let's say. You get a couple of bottles, all of a sudden it's 10 grand, right?
Well, yeah, because now they're saying Vegas is over. You know, everybody's saying Vegas is over. And they said that a vodka soda is $38 now. Remember when it was
really?
Like, yeah.
So ridiculous.
It's so expensive now.
Vegas must be really doing bad because I got an email this morning. I was telling Carson, the Venetian sent me an email this morning because we've stayed there when we go out to the Sphere. They offered me rooms this morning at $38 a room.
Wow.
That's $38. They're begging you to come.
Yeah, they are. Well, wow. And all the pictures. Have you seen like TikTok and stuff? All the pictures?
Vegas is dead.
Nobody's
and,
there. It's the weirdest thing. I've never seen it like that. Nashville is the new go-to place, but Vegas is just...
Plus, you can gamble anywhere anymore.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I mean, that's kind of killed them, too. Yeah. I mean, there are casinos everywhere, all over the country.
Yeah.
And so Vegas is no longer, you know, the it place,
but remember when they had, like, 99-cent, you know, sirloin steak or whatever, you know, all those deals?
Yeah.
All those deals are gone.
The buffets were incredible.
Yeah, and they had all those perks and everything where you could go get a sirloin steak and all this stuff for 99 cents, and you'd find these deals. But now, if you go gamble, it is hard to even get a waitress to bring you a free drink.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to like wave them down and say, I push the button, you know, to light up the little light for service. And they're like, yeah, is your slot machine not working? I'm like, no, I've been here for 2 hours. Can somebody get me a drink?
I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we'll send
Vegas,
somebody over.
They're suffering out there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon either. Because
no.
Until they learn their lesson, and they got to drop some of the prices they're doing, and they got to run off some of those shows they have. I mean, the Penn and Teller show, you got to get rid of that, folks.
I think every time we bring up Vegas, you bitch about that.
You've gone to that show,
it's
haven't
awful.
You? It is the stupidest
it's
thing.
Awful.
Let me tell you the stupid shows I've been to.
Blue Man Group.
David Copperfield sucks.
Yeah.
That's a terrible show. Penn and Teller, terrible show. Blue Man Group.
Awful.
Oh, my God. You sit there with this tarp on you. Waiting for them to put some slime on you.
Blue stuff on you. Yeah, it's just dumb. Yeah.
Other than that, Vegas is it's a hoot.
Well, all the Cirque du Soleil shows are amazing.
Yo, those absolutely.
Are,
hands
those
down.
Are fabulous.
And anything in the Sphere. The Sphere actually is the best place right
I
now.
I still can't believe I haven't been there.
It's phenomenal.
Have you been there?
No, BJ's the only one.
BJ, the uncoolest guy on the planet's been there.
Twice. Not just once. I've been twice.
I didn't mean uncool. I meant... Like
I would say uncultured.
No, uncomfortable.
Yeah,
the most comfortable man I know.
Yeah. I'm a comfy guy.
Yeah,
and I'm not known as a world traveler.
Right. Yeah.
But I have hit the Sphere a couple times. been there, man. It's an incredible show. If you ever get a chance to go, I mean, they can take some of the crappiest bands and make them look great.
Right.
Anyone can look at that.
It's that good. I mean, the Backstreet Boys is a great example of that.
They sold it out.
They sold that sucker out, and those shows that were posted looked phenomenal.
Yeah, and that one kid.
That
one kid can't even sing. He has some kind of like song blockage. You know the blonde one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one is scared of heights.
Yeah.
So they literally like soar over the crowd and they have to give him like pills to make him so he's not scared.
No,
he's,
they
like,
gave him, they gave him a special harness
too,
because
he's
afraid of heights. So it's like the Backstreet Boy in like a, I don't know, wheelchair.
And it turned out to be fabulous.
Exactly.
Fabulous.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.